Hey guys, what's up? It's Michaela from MichaelaJ.com. I have a blog, podcast, travel planning business, and now I am a retreat host, which is super exciting. Our first retreat is going to be in Greece in July. DM me on Instagram if you want information. So we're now on iTunes. Yay! Thank you, iTunes. I'm happy to be here, happy to upload this content for you guys to subscribe to now so you will be notified whenever I post a new episode. With that said, I'm going to be doing a new uploading lineup, I guess I will call it. I'm going to be posting 3 times a week, Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Mostly they'll be in the morning. I'm just recording this a little bit late in the day on Tuesday, a bit behind schedule, but we're still thriving, you know. So how this new lineup is going to work is Tuesday, I'm going to be explaining something, whether it's a topic, I'm going to be teaching you something, questions, whatever. It's going to be an informative session. Session. Like, yeah, whatever, you get it. On Fridays, we're going to do a little story time because I have some wild stories. I'm really weird. I get into weird situations, so I like to make the best of it, make it a funny story. So Fridays will be you hearing what has happened to me on the subject of that topic. And yeah, get to know me a little bit better, hear my weird stories. And then Saturday mornings are going to be strategy Saturdays. So what I'm teaching you will ultimately have an objective of something you can learn and apply to your own life. So strategy Saturdays will be me walking you through a few steps of how you can implement that objective into your life the following week. Sound good? I'm super excited. I think it'll be super helpful to really drive home the message. Every single week, you'll really be able to find out what you need to take out of the certain topic because you'll be hearing it 3 times in 3 separate ways. I promise it won't be repetitive. It'll be separated super nice. So let's get started. I'm excited. The first topic I want to go over in our new podcast lineup is time management. This is something I've been working on lately. I've been working more on a balance between school, life, and work, but that comes down ultimately to time management. And a lot of us struggle with that, especially in college, because we're trying to handle classes, work, we want to go out with our friends, you might be working on a project on the side. Everything needs to be nailed down to basically a specific time or you're not going to have enough hours in the day. I've been having a lot of conversations lately of people wishing they could just create more time. And so I want to talk about the importance of time management, how we can do it, and what's it going to look like if we like perfectly time manage, I guess. I don't really know how to phrase that. Whatever. So the importance of time management is obviously to get more done. We essentially have about 12 to 15 hours in our day, depending on how much sleep you like to get, which I personally get 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. So when I wake up, I have a whole list of how my day is going to go. And the importance of time management is to make sure you can fit in every single thing you want to do, or else you're just going to be going at it blindfolded. You're going to waste time on social media. You're going to sit down and be stressed because you don't know when you're going to fit what in. And it's just going to create a disorganization in your life. We're going to be going over different techniques of time management in our strategy Saturday session, but I just want to give you an overview of what it would look like to sit down and start time management. Time managing. I am just not talking well today and I am sorry. So how I go about time managing is I write down every single thing I want to do in the week. So I write down that I have class, that I have homework, I have work, I go to yoga, I go to HIIT classes, aka the gym, whenever you want to work out, any appointments I have, any phone calls I have for work, when I'm blogging, literally every single thing you want to do in the week. You want to do a face mask, write that down. You want to take a bath, write it down. You want to clean your apartment, do laundry, whatever it is. Write it all down so you can see it in front of you. This is very, very important so you can make sure you fit in everything. That's the whole point of this. After writing all those down, I suggest having a calendar in front of you or a planner that breaks down the day by the hours so you can pencil in the things that you cannot switch the times of. So for me, the first thing I do is write down my classes because I can't change what time I go to class. So I write those down. I write down the times that I have my workout classes. Can't change the times of those either. And then I go to my calendar, see what interview calls I have for the week, and write down those. So those would be your appointments, different things. So once you have all of your obligations written down, first of all, give yourself a high five, do a happy dance, turn on some Drake, I don't know, party it up because you like got half of it out of the way already. And we should celebrate every single part so we can feel good about this process. We don't want it to be stressful. It's saving us stress. At my job, I get to pick my own hours. I'm very, very fortunate. So after I put down my obligations, I write in what hours work for me for work that week. And for you, work hours might be a part of your obligation process. So whatever fits, do that. But the second step would be to write down the things that you need to get done. So like for me, I need to work every single week. So I schedule that in. Even though it's not a set time obligation, it's something I need to get done. So whatever that looks like for you, pencil that in. After that, we can fit in all of the things that we want to do that are non-negotiables. So for me, I write down one thing every single day that I do for myself because my mental health and putting myself first is very important to me. So whether that is going to bed earlier or taking an extra hour to read a book or doing a face mask, whatever it is, the non-negotiables, then you fill that into the little bits of time you have in between things. For me, I'll work on blogging in between classes or if I have some downtime at work. If I am going to the gym one day but not going to a class, I'll see if I can put that into my mornings or if I can go really quickly after work or if I have a class get canceled, then I'll hop to the gym then. The most important thing about time management is being flexible. Things are going to pop up in our life that we expect and that we don't expect, and there's nothing we can do but be flexible and make it work, make things happen. If somebody walks up to you that you know, obviously, and offers you a really cool paid opportunity, you're going to be flexible to make that happen. You don't want to miss out on that. So be flexible. Don't let it stress you out. Sometimes writing things down like hour by hour can be really stressful because it feels really strict, but be kind with yourself. Be flexible with what you're doing on a day-to-day basis, and it will make things much more enjoyable. And the last thing I want to add here is the planners with the hour by hour breakdown are some of my favorites because you really see how many hours you have in a day. I wake up every morning at 7, and between 7 and 8, it's just time for me. I journal, I eat my breakfast, sometimes I watch a YouTube video where I just sit and listen to music and kind of hang out with myself. That's a whole hour that I get of self-care time that I wouldn't if I didn't wake up that early. Or if you're a night owl, you can stay up an hour later and do this. It just depends on your preferences. But you'll really find those pockets of time where you can fit in things that you didn't think you could before. If you're really wanting to start up like a photography business, you might realize, oh, I have 3 hours in the afternoon on Wednesdays. Maybe I can book somebody for that time. Or maybe you just have pockets of 45 minutes 3 times a day and you want to start a blog. Those are perfect amounts of time to start working on blog posts. So just as a recap to wrap this up, when we're doing time management, we're going to sit down, write down everything we want to do that week, everything we have to do, all of your non-negotiables, write them all down. Then go to your calendar or your planner and write down your obligations, things you cannot change the time. Then write down the things you need to do, like go to work, schedule time to do homework, and then non-negotiables for things that you want to do, spending time on yourself, spending time with friends. Plan it accordingly and allow yourself a little bit of wiggle room, but also fill up your day enough so you feel productive, you feel good, and you're moving yourself ahead in your life. So that's all I have for you guys for today. On Friday, we'll talk a little bit about a story time of time management in my life. And then Saturday, you can look forward to some other strategies about time management and kind of personalize what works for you. I hope you guys have a fabulous, fabulous Tuesday. If you're in Nebraska, it's beautiful outside. And remember, tu es sage comme une image. You are good as gold. I'll talk to you guys later.